This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute radio show for December 2008. How did classical music play a part in Hedy Lamarr and George Antheil's invention of their secret communication system, the early form of spectrum? Hedy Lamarr was born Hedwig Eva Maria Keisler in Vienna, Austria, and began studying the piano at an early age. Her mother was a pianist and her father was a banker. While she was married for 4 years to millionaire Fritz Mandl, a Nazi sympathizer who dealt arms to Hitler, she listened and learned about advanced weaponry when he took her to all of his different business meetings. When she finally escaped to London and met Louis B. Mayer, who gave her a Hollywood movie contract and a new name and brought her to the United States, she never forgot about the war brewing in Europe. She and American composer George Antheil came up with an idea for a sophisticated anti-jamming device for use in radio-controlled torpedoes. They wanted to help the war effort, and after receiving their patent on August 11, 1942, for their secret communication system, they gave it to the military. But the military didn't use their invention until 20 years later, in 1962, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when it installed their secret weapon on ships sent to blockade Cuba. 3 years after the Lamarr-Antheil patent expired, they never received any compensation for their invention. During World War II, after Lamarr had done this invention, she was offered a position by Dr. Kettering for his first Government National Inventions Council, and she was very interested in accepting this position. But at the time, she was a world-famous actress, and she was encouraged to stick with her acting towards the war efforts by selling bonds. And in a single evening, she raised $7 million for the war efforts. The military has used her secret communication system extensively today through what's called spread spectrum, which is a highly efficient way of using radio frequencies at the same time without interfering with each other. This is the basis for faxes, wireless communications, cellular phones, which are all in widespread use today. On August 31st, 1997, with George Antheil, she received her first Inventor's Award, and then she received a second one, the Bowlby Award. Hedy Lamarr was a beautiful, glamorous 1940s movie star who invented this marvelous invention of the secret communication system, which proved to be ahead of its time in decades. And we look at her in a different way, not just as an actress, but as a marvelous, talented woman and inventor.